Now, the grief of David was such that even Joab was disturbed by it and rebuked David for it. And I'm beginning now in chapter 19, verse 1. And it was told Joab, "Behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom." And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people, for the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. In other words, it should have been a great day of victory and a day of rejoicing. But for David, it was not a victory at all. It was defeat, and it was a time of grief and of sorrow that was beyond expression. The people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. Why, they just left the battlefield after a victory and just retreated right back into Jerusalem as if they had been defeated, and they were victorious. Why? Because Absalom was slain, and it had broken the heart of David. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice. Listen to him here. "Oh, my son Absalom. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." How David loved this boy. What a tender expression this is. And I think, friends, when you go through the Word of God and you find this wonderful relationship between father and son, Abraham offering Isaac, God spared not his own son. Certainly that's a reference to the offering of Isaac. And then you find this wonderful relationship that David had, a relationship in the sense he loved Absalom. He'd been such a poor father. He'd handled it so badly. But he loved this boy, and he's a broken man. Now, Joab, who was responsible for his death, and I'm not sure David ever really comprehended just how he died. I'm sure there were quite a few stories told to him how he died. And I'm not sure David would want to pursue that too far. Verse 5, "And Joab came into the house to the king and said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well." Now, of course, Joab is pushing it to the opposite extreme, but certainly David would have preferred others dying rather than Absalom, and that was quite evident here. And Joab is rebuking him because of the fact that he actually grieved at the death of Absalom, who had become his enemy and would have killed David could he have gotten to him.